Hello, Internet! Happy Friday, August 20th, 2021. This is the 343rd episode of the Quarantine Cast. I have no idea where we're going to go today. We were talking about BreadTube before we started recording. Oh, Andrew knows where we're going.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Got some liquid bread right there. Love it.
Yeah. This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
It is 4 p.m.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Luca, explain this meme, the origin of this meme to me. Because I've seen it every single week. You know how there's the Daniel Craig on SNL introducing the weekend? Just like, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. Woo! Uh-huh. There's another one. It's like a cel-shaded... I don't know if it's a video game or a TV show. We're just like, there's always time for fun. It's Friday night. Let's dance. Like that one. That one's also posted every single Friday night. What is that?
So Andrew, you see that every Friday night because I like or retweet that every Friday night. Thank you. Thank you for following me on Twitter. That is from a Suda 51 game, Killer 7 for the GameCube. Also a Steam port, PC port out right now. Fantastic game. Highly recommended. That's just it being weird and doing action movie tropes.
Okay.
It's a lot just of tension.
I see that. I've seen that out of context every Friday for like 3 months now. Like, I gotta know. I'm just like, there's like weird... jazz, like spunky jazz going on in the background,
and
it's always time. There's always time for fun. It's Friday night.
Yes, Ryan. There should be sexual tension in that video because, in addition to mortal enemies, those two characters are best friends, a la Dr. Xavier and Magneto, and also the vampire-looking guy is a gimp. Maybe it's not totally clear.
So the vampire-looking guy is Magneto.
Yes.
Literally, the Charles Xavier guy is literally in a wheelchair.
Yes.
So did they rip this off? Like, what? You say they are friends as a la Dr. Xavier and Magneto. Mm-hmm. Did they just blatantly steal that concept?
No, because they're also a metaphor for the tensions between Western and Eastern powers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which isn't that also?
I think that's definitely a thing. And
aren't they Xavier like a metaphor for the Cold War? Isn't that like part of what X-Men is?
I don't know about a Cold War metaphor for Magneto, but maybe I don't know. Maybe some runs of the comics, some interpretations of the characters. That's true. I always thought Magneto was more just radical revolution versus Dr. Xavier's. Nah, we can change society by integrating with them, by being model minorities. And
it's just leftism versus liberalism.
Pretty much.
Wasn't Magneto in a concentration camp and shit?
Yeah. But he's the bad guy.
I mean, everyone knows, like, that's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is that he's, kind of not. I mean, he might literally be then from the Eastern Bloc. No, he's raised in Germany. Nah. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what part of Germany? Like,
Nuremberg.
If he was raised in East...
I don't think Nuremberg? East Germany is Eastern, though. Even
I
feel like even parts of Poland, you're not really, like, Eastern yet.
Yeah. Germany... Germany, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, like, if it was part of East Germany, like, then that is
born. He was in the concentration camps, so he wouldn't be in East. He wouldn't have been raised in East Germany if he was in the concentration camps, because that happened after the concentration camps.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's how timelines work.
Unless they had a wildly different.
Yeah.
You imagine that canon, like. I get it. We were pretty anti-Russia, but can you imagine them making a comic book where it's alternate history and the Russians were really behind the concentration camps?
Oh, my God. Can I picture that? Can I picture America doing that? Yes.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. guys, look, the fascists weren't that bad. They were anti-communist. Sound familiar? Guys, look, I know some Navy SEALs today that would be willing to overthrow the government, like the Taliban, says the guy who allegedly killed Osama bin Laden.
So, like, has anyone looked into that? Like, is he being legit, basically? Or is he just fucking lying?
About killing bin Laden or about being, like, a high level?
About killing bin Laden.
I mean, I don't think anyone's ever going to confirm or deny.
Right.
But he definitely was a high-level member of the Navy SEALs, so, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone that came out to, like, call him out and say that he's bullshitting would then have to out themselves as a member of the team that killed bin Laden and turned themselves
into a target. Like, you're really not supposed to talk about it at all.
No, yeah, he's like, an asshole.
Either he's right and he's an asshole, or he's wrong and he's also an asshole. Like,
yeah.
No, and like this isn't,
no matter what, he's not in the right.
No, and this isn't like me being like, oh, well, government rules, you're not, he's breaking enough, like none of that patriotic bullshit. That's just, no, from a practical level, like it's beneficial to global society by not having one guy responsible for that. Like, yeah.
I remember, this is a bit of a tangent, but I do remember, a couple months after bin Laden had been killed, there was a bunch of local news coverage, and because they talked about that for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And there was this local news story that I was watching, and they're like, coming up at 7, we have the gun that killed bin Laden. And they sent out this reporter to, like, wherever this fucking Navy SEAL was, and he's like, yeah, I'm part of the Navy SEALs. No, I wasn't part of the team that went after bin Laden, but I know the people that did. No, I'm not going to say who they were to protect their safety, but this is the gun that killed bin Laden. And it was like an M4 assault rifle. And like, this is the rifle that shot bin Laden. He's like, well, no, I don't know what gun did that. I mean, this is an M4. This is, yeah, they have those too. And he's like, why am I out here? What the fuck is this? Yeah, I know how guns work.
No, yeah, the standard...
I thought this was the gun that killed bin Laden.
Yeah, this gun, a military-issue standard M4, killed Osama bin Laden. Like, not this one, but, like,
gun. She's like, it would look exactly like this. Just imagine this gun, but in Osama bin Laden's house.
How did... Ryan, you have some back end insight into how local news coverage works. How did that conversation go, do you think, on the back end? Or was everybody just kind of scrambling for more coverage?
Yeah, they don't vet anyone. So that guy emailed and said, I have the gun that killed Osama bin Laden. I'm a Navy SEAL, blah, blah, blah. Here's my credentials. Here's the proof, blah, 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 blah. And then they just went.
Yeah.
And then during the course of the interview, they found out that there'd been a huge miscommunication, and yeah, in reality, the guy probably just kind of misrepresented knowingly that they would assume that it was the actual rifle and not just the model.
And then Mark Borkesh showed up to do some yo-yo tricks, but had to take a call from his dad, who was in a bad way instead.
That's coming back soon, baby.
That's
September.
What we do in the Shadows,
season 3.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of those guys, they, like, kind of out themselves without knowing it because they're so fucking insane. Like, it's the same thing with American Sniper.
Yeah.
How that dude in his own autobiography basically said that he was just killing people from the roof of the Superdome. And it's the same thing. Like, when you make such a claim, it doesn't portray you in a positive light no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, you're either right and you're a monster, or you're wrong and you're kind of a monster because you thought that was cool. Like...
No, yeah, exactly. Like, at best, you are... The best defense of your moral character that in this situation is... Okay, so you're lying.
Sack of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're the type of person who thinks it would be cool for you to portray yourself as somebody who shot people who were just trying to survive following Hurricane Katrina. That's what you think is a great... is, like, an admirable person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just confess to murdering a bunch of people.
Yeah, and you
bulls,
are...
Bulls aren't great.
Literally, like, one of the worst people to, like, publicly admit to crimes. It's just like, oh, OJ's not that bad at all. This fucking guy. OJ just killed his wife and some other dude.
Okay, so... Is it weirder that OJ's out of prison or that Bill Cosby's out of prison?
I mean, definitely OJ. Like, as bad as Bill Cosby is, like... Yeah. There's another level there, right?
Right.
And also, like, Bill Cosby could absolutely still go back to prison for one of the other many, many, like, people that he raped.
Yeah.
And OJ's out for good and younger and... Probably. I mean, actually, I don't know. How much younger is OJ?
He's got to be in, like, his 50s, right?
No, he's got to be, like, 60s, 70s. 74.
Oh, shit. Wow.
No.
He definitely seems... I mean, yeah. He's from a long time ago. When all the shit was going down, he was long retired.
That's right,
OJ is just 10 years younger than Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but he looks a lot more capable of doing more shit. Of murdering someone again. An interesting thing that I noticed from the Q documentary is QAnon believes that Bin Laden wasn't killed, it was staged. That he was captured by an ally of the United States, and then rather than deported to the United States to stand trial and stuff, he was set up in Pakistan to be murdered, basically, so that we could, like, claim that, you know, so Obama could basically take credit and get a big boost in popularity and stuff.
Oh, I see where this is going, yeah.
So, like, do they think that that guy is in on it? Like, how can they not? You know, how can they not think that that guy's in? But, like, at the same time, that guy's a huge conservative, like, talking head at this point, and probably, yeah, like, is cool with the QAnon crowd, so... I don't know how those things drive, but I guess that's the classic, isn't it? No idea. No fucking idea. Also, why would we do it so shittily?
Right.
Yeah. We crashed a fucking... One of the most expensive pieces of military hardware at the United States' disposal while we were while we were doing it.
I'm sure that the QAnon people were... You know, to that, would you say something like, well, the United States had to leave something behind to verify that they were there to, like, make it look more realistic. Like, look, United States helicopter, of course they were here and killed Bin Laden and all that shit.
Not doesn't make any sense helicopter. Still. Like a fucking Black Hawk, man.
Like a fucking stealth helicopter.
How does that work?
They had to blow it up because they're like, if Pakistan gets this, we're in deep shit.
If anyone other than the United States gets this, they are going to immediately jump 20 to 30 years into the future in terms of their cloaking technologies. Yeah.
I don't know how you make a fucking stealth helicopter, because I'm hearing helicopters go overhead every day in Los Angeles. Those things aren't stealthy, but they found a way to do it.
Okay, stealth bombers aren't quiet either.
Wow.
They just don't show up on radar. Instrumentation and stuff like that, but I have heard that they're pretty terrifying. Like, they are definitely not like the helicopters that the news people are flying over us. Like, they can creep up on you and shit. So yeah, no, I don't know. It is interesting, right? How do you possibly justify any of that shit? But that's their whole thing, I guess. You just say anything.
All right, I was going to hold off on this one until the Voluntary Viewing podcast, but might as well go for it. Big, big entertainment news of the day. Mike Richards is out as the host of Jeopardy after 9 days because it came out that he was just kind of an asshole. Just a piece of shit.
Came out a while ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
Came out when they announced it.
He's the producer of the show and said, what if I consolidated all of the power and is now the face of the show for no reason? Yeah, that's the move a total asshole makes.
an asshole who also makes disparaging comments about pregnant women, Jewish people, other minority, yeah. And stuff that would come up in just a cursory background check, but...
No, it doesn't have to be a background check. He's the producer of the show. He's been there. They know everything about him. They knew who he was. It's just he's the one that made the decision that he was going to be in charge. He'd be the one doing the background checks. It's like, you know, the joke of like a judge committing murder. And it's like, you can't do anything. If you try me, I'll just find myself innocent. I'm a judge.
I also, even on that premise, it's like, you can make the argument, oh, he's been a foundational part of Jeopardy for a what? He's been an executive producer for, like, yeah, 1 year. Close to two.
Yeah, fuck him. Like, seriously. Seriously, fuck. Everyone was saying, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
When he made himself the host of Jeopardy. Before anyone that wasn't in the industry knew, this guy's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
They filmed one episode, apparently.
Really?
And then, yeah, yesterday, before he stepped down today.
Do you think that they'll air that episode?
No, fuck no.
Oh, I didn't. I have no idea. It wouldn't make sense to me, but...
I hope the people on it win money, but yeah, there's no fucking way that that they are going to... air that one.
I think the Vanity Fair article says they're going to run as scheduled, I think. So
there was only one episode, I thought. That's what I heard.
Saw this whole snatching past conduct. He will remain the show's executive producer. That is another frustrating dimension to this. And episodes that Richard shot on Thursday in his first and only day as Jeopardy's permanent host will run as scheduled to start off the new season on September 13th.
That's honestly really funny. Come on.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Giving really away money. Funny. They can't just do that and then not air them.
What if these accusations had come out, the powers that be were like, ah, shit, this doesn't look good. Well, he's recording an episode today. Let's just see how it goes. Maybe if he's really good, it'll be worth it, and we can weather the storm. And then he just was bad. Like, nah, not worth it. Fire his ass.
He was a guest host while they were doing all those rotating hosts and everything like that. So they had seen him. I guess he was fine. Is what most people said. Most people said that about like almost all the hosts.
Yeah.
That they were fine. So, yeah. And his was the second highest rated, or whatever.
Who was the highest rated?
I don't remember.
I'd have to look. How was LeVar Burton? I didn't watch any of these people, not but good. I know that a lot of people talked about.
Oh, in terms of like hosting ability.
Yeah.
Amongst Jeopardy fans, at least on Reddit, I think he was actually not very well received.
Ooh.
They thought that, like, LeVar Burton does have, like, a distinct presentation style, and they thought it didn't really lend itself very well to Jeopardy. That it was kind of, like, you know, that, like, over-enthusiastic, like, way over the top as you're kind of reading the clues, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they thought that just didn't really go well with the format of the show, but, like, who knows.
Right.
It didn't rate well, but it was going up against the Olympics.
Yeah, that's the argument I've been seeing as well.
I doubt it'll be LeVar Burton.
Yeah, that'd be a shame.
So, who knows?
Maybe Aaron Rodgers will leave the Packers.
Right, it's a possibility now.
Maybe it'll go back to Ken Jennings. Now that now that he's got problematic shit, but so does this other guy.
I don't even know who the other options were.
You want me to...
No.
Dr. Oz was one of them.
Oh, what my the God. Fuck? Are you fucking serious?
Dr. Oz was apparently friends with Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, no!
Savannah Guthrie. Bill Whitaker. Yeah. Joe Buck. Joe Buck did some.
Joe Buck... does football and baseball. The dude is just, I don't know, he's a television presence. I can see him being totally fine at being the host of Jeopardy.
Right. Buzzy Cohen, Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
George Stephanopoulos, a lot of news people.
Right. Yeah, that Bar Burton, tracks.
Katie Couric, Aaron Rodgers, Sanjay Gupta.
Oh.
Robin Roberts. I wouldn't hate Robin Roberts. That seems like a pretty solid choice. Maheem Bialik, who's hosting the primetime Jeopardy episodes. So that's an interesting one.
Mm.
David Faber is apparently one of the more liked ones. And Mike Richards and Ken Jennings. So, yeah. There's a lot of choices. Maybe Maheem Bialik has a inside track now because she was kind of chosen as the co-host sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't watch any of them. I didn't even watch Aaron Rodgers, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And I do like Jeopardy. Like, I really enjoy watching Jeopardy, but... What can you do?
You can keep trying. Keep trying, keep hoping for a better world. On episode 800... no, not 800. God, although it feels like we're going to get there.
Oh, shit. What day is it? 854 of the Quarantine Cast. That's right. We've been doing this for 60 years.
No, this was the 343rd episode of the Quarantine Cast. If you enjoyed it, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, where we got a brand spanking new highlight clip. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @V2_podcast for updates. Email us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Support us on Patreon or directly through the Anchor Podcast platform. If you want to help us keep the lights on, check out the Axe Blue link in the description if you want to help a collection of great progressive causes. Lastly, I am at @LucasDeRuyter on Twitter. Give me a follow there to keep up with all of my writing. The weekend's finally here, everyone. Good luck with whatever you got going on.